Interviewing, A Healing Act by Dr. Pascal Bauti, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana Regional Group. In my project to create a guide or handbook for veterans coping with sight loss, conceived in 2015, because none existed, it took me about 2 years to learn which questions to ask and how. I will share the secret to doing so effectively. To live in darkness or semi-darkness as a blind individual is a huge challenge to one's sense of well-being. We depend so much on our vision. Not being able to see the food on our plate in front of us, or how to get it on a fork or spoon and get it into our mouths without spilling or dropping it, is like climbing Mount Everest on one leg, or worse. This is not to mention our tendency to bump into things and knock things over. To be forced to give up driving is maybe the ultimate insult to our sense of independence. Perhaps this is the reason VA calls our legal blindness catastrophically disabled. Now, to ask the blind and visually impaired in a caring way, where do you find meaning and hope, is a compliment, believing they have done so or can do so. The question implies that we believe they have come to terms in some way with their blindness, with all its stress and discouragement, and have done more than accept it. They have found meaning and have something to share with me and others about their lonely and unique journey. Such a focus by a caring interviewer willing to listen with empathy is an act of healing in and of itself. The grieving process needs a witness in order to be validated and affirmed socially. That affirmation communicates the worth of individuals in their personal struggles and journeys. As the blind person, the affirmation tells me that what I have endured is valuable to someone else, and perhaps others too. To have someone daring to really listen and wanting to know about me in this way is healing in itself. Courage evoking courage, and vulnerability embracing vulnerability, creating a moment that can be seized for a deep human connection. My unique journey then feels affirmed and worthwhile. With this boost from another, we raise a glass to resilience and to surviving, no matter what. And for the moment, I can feel reconnected with that deep sense of tribal loyalty I felt in my military life. I again possess a brief sense of my warrior soul. A new work by David Kessler, Finding Meaning, The Sixth Stage of Grief, 2020, suggests that finding meaning in our loss and our trauma is the ultimate stage in the grieving process after denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. To be asked that same question about meaning and hope helps affirm our passage through the darkness. So I suggest that to be interviewed in this way is a healing act for both persons. As the interviewer of some 32 published stories in my book, Blind Veterans Coping with Loss, 2020, I can say that I am very much healed and encouraged by these stories of blinded veterans. The stories have motivated me to keep on risking and dreaming big myself, to continue forward at age 90, and keep giving back. Even greater value results from knowing that one story has been published in a book available to the public, or from knowing that the story is being broadcast to the online world through smartphones or some other electronic means. This recognition can become a public validation of one's personal journey into and out of darkness, a sort of bronze battle star, to be shared.